This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Cecchi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on our show this hour is a gentleman who's going to bring baseball into our lives. Yes, I guess the season is somewhat in limbo these days, so we thought we'd call on our friend Dale Vera, who is the son of the great Yogi Vera. He wrote a book about his father, and he was on our show about a year ago, and we've invited him back to bring back some of the memories of the golden age of baseball and just get baseball in the mix a little bit. Then joining us will be Alan Zweibel. He is a gentleman who was a writer on Saturday Night Live. He also produced the Tony Winning 700 shows for Billy Crystal and the Gary Shandling Show. Dasha Kurek from the Titan Games and Chip Wade from HGTV finish out the hour with Ron Cecchi Today.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Cecchi Today. Well, there's a book out right now that I highly recommend. I really do. And it's penned by a gentleman who is a former Major League Baseball infielder who played for the Pirates, the Yankees, the Astros between 77 and 87. And his dad certainly is one legend. Joining us right now with the book called My Dad Yogi is Dale Vera. Hi, Dale. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thanks for having me.
This is a great book, and it had to be either very therapeutic to write or very difficult to write. What was it?
Well, it was both of them. You've said it right. You know, enough books had been done about my dad's life, from baseball and the quotes. There had never been a book about his life or our lives as kids and how he affected our lives. So we wanted to give the family perspective. So I thought it was important to write this book and talk about what a great father he was and what an innate person he was.
Yeah. You talked about the relationship you had with him, and it was a very close Italian relationship as we had in my family, because I'm Italian also. But was it difficult when he was away from home for the family so many days when he was playing ball?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a misnomer there, Ron. Dad was never traded. I mean, how many guys do you know play 18 consecutive years and, by the way, make 18 consecutive All-Star teams? Pretty good. And not get traded. So we lived in the same house, in the same town. Dad came home every night after the games. And we ate every night together as a family. And in the off-season, he was home all day, every day, because he didn't go away. Many of the players in those days at times had to work in the off season, as Dad did. And so he was only really gone on road trips, a week at a time for road trips, and we would go to spring training with him. So truthfully, he was home a lot.
I didn't realize that. Now, he was with the Yankees in 10 World Series championships. He was a World War II veteran and a first-generation Italian immigrant. But he was with the Yankees during the heyday of baseball. I mean, there were Mickey Mantle, your dad, Joe DiMaggio. I mean, I don't know if there's superstars like that anymore. When you went into baseball, Dale, did they expect a lot of you because of your father? I've asked that question to Frank Sinatra Jr., to Roy Rogers Jr. When somebody goes into an occupation that their parents are very successful in, sometimes the expectations are so high that it's hard to live up to it.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying. Incredibly, I can safely say that we certainly know in retrospect we were privileged kids, but my dad raised us in such a way that we did not feel special. Now, I know that that's hard to believe, but Dad was such an innate, genuine, unaffected person. He made people, without trying, feel great about themselves. He was the person that when a person met him, they said, oh my God, he's just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, when you live with that, growing up in the same town your whole life, you just become a normal kid. Now, I know looking back on that, that sounds funny, but we never felt pressure. My brothers and I, many times from the stands, I'd hear someone yell, you'll never be as good as your old man. And I would think to myself, you know what? Who will?
Wow.
And I never had or thought about the pressure. Dad didn't teach us the game. Dad didn't play with us. He'd come up the driveway and I'd say, Dad, play catch with me. He'd say, that's what you got brothers for.
Yeah.
I think he did it to keep the pressure off us. And the only pressure that I ever really felt was because I was a first-round draft choice. So when I reported to the minor leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates, nobody cared that I was Yogi Berra's son. What they cared about was watching number one play and seeing if I could live up to that status. So that was the pressure for me.
And I've talked to, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of children of famous people. Roy Rogers Jr. said, you know, because of the fact that people like Roy Rogers, people that are involved with appealing to the youth, like your dad, and he appealed to every demographic, but the youth idolized him too, that sometimes kids can be tough on you. Yeah, your dad's a baseball player, you know, all this other stuff. You didn't have that kind of pressure, which is great because that is...
It's almost an uncanny.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. It's part of the book. It's part of what I write about in the book, how Dad could have performed that, how Dad treated the tailor and the landscaper exactly the same way as he would treat a CEO from Wall Street. He did it without trying. And the people perceived that. My God, this guy is treating me like the same respect as he would anybody else. And he did it naturally, and people felt it. We didn't know it, but it rubbed off on us.
Let's talk about you personally in the book, because you wrote this book, but you also had the help of your brothers, and I think your oldest daughter. You say that here you were, 20 years old, great future ahead of you, great genes, cut short when you started using drugs, cocaine, all right, which really took a slow toll on your promising career. How did your father handle that, being an Italian immigrant, straight shooter, and proud of his sons? What was his reaction, Dale?
You know, he trusted me. I write in a book about where he would say to me, are you okay, kid? And I would say, yeah, I'm all right, Dad. You know, this book is about making a choice and playing Russian roulette with your life when you take the chance of using a drug. The mind is so strong, it will tell you you're okay when you're not. And I really believe that I was okay. One night, New Year's Eve, early 80s, I was an innocent kid. I come home from baseball and everybody's doing cocaine. All my friends are doing it. I can't go to a party without seeing it all over the place. So what do? This obsessive, compulsive kid tries it. And you know what? I liked it. I liked it too damn much. And Father instilled in me the principles of being on time, being honest, never missing a game, never missing a bus, never missing an engagement. And I incorporated that into my responsible, quote, drug use, cocaine. cocaine use. Mm-hmm. I thought I was being responsible because I never played a game on it, because I never woke up to it. I thought I was a responsible user.
Yeah.
That was my brain telling me that I was okay when I really wasn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until it was too late because it took the split-second timing away that you need to play this game at a high level. You miss too many nights sleep or you stay up too late too many times in the off season. All you have to do is lose 1 millisecond of that split timing and you lose the geometry it takes to make that play in the field naturally.
Wow.
And you lose that ability to hit that 98 mile an hour fastball on the button. So you hit it a little bit on the label or off the end. What it took from me was, I think, an all-star career when I look back on it. I played 9 years. I'm proud of what I did. I won a World Series ring. Could have been better.
Little witty things. It ain't over till it's over. You know, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. Were these planned or was that just your dad's mind?
Oh, no. He said he had no idea. He said them completely naturally. You can't hit and think at the same time. I mean, being in the zone when you're not thinking.
There you go.
It's when you're completely on autopilot. He was completely unafraid of failure.
Yeah. Well,
he thought the pitcher was in trouble when he went up. He didn't think, how am I going to hit this guy? He thought, this guy's in trouble. It's a reputation for being a bad ball hitter. And he said, yeah, I like him bad, but don't throw it down the middle either. You know, he was just an amazing player.
And this is the dumbest question, but I got to end with this, okay? Did he ever say anything about the cartoon character being named after him?
You know what? He didn't care. That's another thing. We as kids, we knew that that we named after Dad, but he never said a word about it.
Yeah.
Later on in our life that he couldn't collect money from it because Yogi is not his real name.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah.
If the bear was named Lawrence Bear, then maybe he could have gotten some money off it. Because it wasn't his real name, he didn't collect any money from it, and he didn't really care. But we all know that the bear was named after Dad.
Well, Dale, it's a great book. I invite you to come back, really. Your dad was a sensational person. You are a stand-up guy. And the name of the book is My Dad, Yogi, as penned by his son, Dale Barrett. My son lives in St. Louis. And your dad, of course, it was the king of the hill over there in the Italian section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
The hill dad was the one that everybody followed around.
Yep.
Dad, Joe Graziola, Jack Buck, there's three Hall of Famers that lived on the hill when Dad was growing up.
Yeah, that's great.
And they all followed Dad because Dad was the leader. Dad was the boss. You have a good day, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Dale, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Dale Barra, of course, the son of legendary Yogi Berra. The name of the book is My Dad, Yogi. And we lost Yogi Berra back in September of 2015. He was 90 years old. Don't forget, it ain't over till it's over, my friend.
We're going to pause for just a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world as you listen to Ron Sedgy Today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I love talking to people in the area of comedy. A comedian is a brave individual who lives and dies every couple of seconds on stage. Joining us right now is a gentleman who has written a book called Laugh Lines, My Life Helping Funny People Be Funnier. Joining us right now, Alan Zweibel. Alan, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. People who write comedy, people who deliver comedy, to me, are the bravest type of individuals in the entertainment industry because they're by themselves for the most part, unless they're in some kind of a group comedy thing. And you live and die every couple of seconds, like I said. You got your start working in the Borscht Belt. Tell us about how you got up to the fact that you were Saturday Night Live, you did the Gary Shandling show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and worked very closely with the genius of Billy Crystal.
When I got out of college, I started writing jokes for those Catskill comedians. This was 1972. They paid me $7 a joke. Wow. That was the going rate at the time, was $7 a joke. And I would mail it to them. I would then get in my parents' car, and I'd go up to the Catskill Mountains and sit in the back of the nightclub and see if the jokes worked or not, mm-hmm. see if I earned my $7 a line. And after a while, I got exciting as it was to get people laughing at the jokes I was writing. I got a little bored with it only because I was 22 and these guys were 40 and 45, and my life experiences and my sensibility was quite different. This was like writing for my parents' friend, you know,
sure.
And I had other stuff I wanted to say. So there were two clubs in the city at the time. One was called The Improvisation,
sure.
One was called Catch a Rising Star, and this was the new Borscht Belt. This was where the new comics were coming. This is where Robert Klein and Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler, you know, they were coming through these clubs. My friend Larry David was starting there. I decided to do an experiment. I took the jokes that those old guys wouldn't buy, and I got on stage, and I delivered them, just trying to advertise the material, hoping that a manager or an agent would come in, like what I wrote, and want to represent me to help me get a job in television. I did this for about 4, maybe 5 months. I was submitted to Lorne Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him a binder that had about 1,100 jokes in it that I had written over the last couple of years. He was looking for writers for this new show that would premiere in the fall called Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I gave him the binder, and he looked at the jokes. I left the binder with him, and a couple of days later, I got a phone call saying I got a job on this new show. So I ended up being one of the original writers on SNL.
You profiled and you practiced the jokes yourself in front of an audience. And a lot of times, and you know this better than anybody, writing a joke and delivering a joke are two different things. I mean, you could write the greatest joke in the world, but if your timing is off, well, you're in a whirl or hurt. So you had the art on both sides of the fence, right?
Well, you know, when you're writing a joke, you're writing for a voice. Got the voice of the of whoever's going to deliver it, whether it's an actor, actress, whether they're going to be in a movie or a play. I mean, I just finished a movie that I co-wrote with my friend Billy Crystal. I had to write for Billy's voice. I've known it forever. You sort of adapt. And when you do it for yourself, you determine a voice. Who am I up there on stage? And it's the same thing. I only did it for about 4 months. Like, I thank God.
Sure.
Spoke for itself because I wasn't a very good comedian in those 4 months.
You know, I'm always in awe of people who create something. Like, I asked Paul Anka one night, I said, how the heck do you get these songs? Do they come to you in the middle of the night? And that's how I feel about a comedy writer. Comedy writers see things that the rest of the world don't. I mean, it's like George Carlin. He would do humor. If he walked in a mall, he could find humor with everybody in the mall. It's a unique talent, and I envy you for having it. I have to tell you a great story, though, that just goes to show the type of iron you have to have. Do you remember Dennis Wolfberg?
Yes, I do. Sure.
Okay. Well, he was telling me one time that he was teaching school, and he was working in a club at night, and it's not some honky-tonk place, and there are only three people in the room, him, the bartender, and this one guy sitting on the front table. And by the end of the set, he had used everything, and he had 7 minutes to go, and he had nothing. Under normal circumstances, a comedian, you know, that's a tough situation to be put in. You don't have a band behind you, you say, play an instrumental. So he sang MacArthur Park, which when he told me that, I died laughing. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. I got nothing else. So
well, that's hilarious, because that was a seven-minute song.
Yeah,
so
right.
He filled it up with that.
Right.
That's hysterical.
How has humor changed, though? When I watch the old clips of Bob Hope and all of these guys, it's not funny. It just doesn't come off. But then it was hilarious. I mean, you obviously have to change with the time. How do you do that and pull it off, Alan?
Well, once again, you just said it. Neil Simon, once he wrote a piece for the Arts and Leisure section of the New York Times where he described the comedy writer is a two-headed monster. One head just goes through the world. You know, you get stuck in traffic, you go to the dentist or the ATM, fight with your wife, you know, your arguments and whatever. And then another head emerges by itself and sort of hovers over the first head and writes down, takes notice, you know, makes fun of the life that the first head is living. That's what comedy is. That's what parody is. As far as changing with the times is concerned, it's not hard only because you've got to be, your first head is going to be living maybe a different kind of life, seeing a different kind of news, you know, experiencing different things. And as long as you still have that second head, you'll be okay.
Very interesting concept. I have a theory when it comes to working on stage, whether it's singing or comedy, and that is never rehearse anything in front of your wife because you'll never use it after that because she'll look at you like a deer in the headlights. You know, she's, I don't think that's funny. You know, tell me about this musical group, Rock Bottom Remainders, because I was watching that video yesterday. It's hilarious. You got two of my friends in there, Dave Barry and my neighbor, Roger McGuinn. Very unique thing. Tell us about it. The video of the song, Stand By Me.
Well, the Rock Bottom Remainders, boy, they've been in existence for close to 30 years.
Really?
And it's a group made up of best-selling authors. I became friends with Dave Barry, and we wrote a couple of books together, and we're still good friends, and we'll probably write something else together.
Funny man.
And he asked me if I wanted to become a member of the group. In the group are people like Dave, Stephen King, and it goes on and on, best-selling authors, and they perform mostly at book fairs, but if we go to a city that has a legitimate rock star, they come on stage. Springsteen has done it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like you just said, Roger McGuinn is a founding member of the group.
Well, I didn't know that. In these troubled times with pandemic and rioting in the streets, what this country needs more than anything else is laughter. And Laugh Lines, My Life Helping Funny People Be Funnier, by our guest, Alan Zweibel, is the reason why you need to get this book. Comes to talking about comedy, though, I could go on and on and on. Would you come back and join us again sometime? I would love to have you back. I got a million questions to ask you.
Okay, in a heartbeat. Just ask me, I'll be there.
Okay, Laugh Lines, My Life Helping Funny People Be Funnier, the brainchild of Alan Zweibel. And now is an audio, right?
Yes, it is. Billy Crystal wrote the forward, and he reads the forward as well.
Oh, great. Alan, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back, and stay safe.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. I'd love to sit down dinner with him. Boy, you got to have a million stories and 5 million jokes. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest and I have something in common. We're very close, but we've never met. Now, I'll try to figure that one out, okay? The fact that we both live in the same town together, Orlando, Florida, and the Titan Games has just been a blockbuster of a show. Joining us right now is somebody who just completed the Launchpad and Over the Edge challenges, which is going to earn her way to the Mount Olympus and the ultimate title of the next Titan champion. Joining us right now is Dasha Correct. Hi, Dasha. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Well, I know. We live in Orlando. We haven't met yet.
No, we're going to do that. This is an outstanding performance of talent that you have. Unbelievable. But may I say a few things about your early life, Dasha?
Yes, of course.
Okay, all right. Listen to this. Dasha, which, by the way, is a beautiful name. Dasha was born very severely pigeon-toed, and she had to wear leg braces as a youngster. And her mother would used to joke, hey, look, you know, you can use your upper body strength to get around. You know, look at the positive side of it. In 2014, because of her massive talent in gymnastics, she had an injury. She ruptured her Achilles tendon and needed surgery. Now she is in competition on the Titan Games. And by the way, she's also a host, announcer, and backstage interviewer with NXT, Raw, and SmackDown Live from the WWE, and the ring announcer and Spanish language commentator for the All Elite Wrestling show, Dynamite. So how did you go from having that early life problems into a champion, Dasha?
Well, my mom's always taught me it doesn't matter what obstacles kind of get put in your way. You can overcome them. You just have to persevere. You have to believe in yourself. And it was funny that you love my name. And my mom actually thought really long and hard of what she wanted to name me. She wanted a very unique name. My dad's name is David, and she wanted a D name. And Dasha is actually a Russian name. And come to find out, Dar is like a gift in Russian. So Dasha essentially means a gift from God. So she was like, I just felt like I was blessed with this gift, and I knew you were going to be different. So they wanted to give me a different name when I was born. I was like, man, Mom, that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid. Always just been the kid that it doesn't matter what thrown at me, I'm going to try to give it 110%. It may take me a little bit longer to get there, but I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to prove to myself and prove to you that I'm going to give it my all and persevere.
Well, and I love the last name, Correct. I should have had a family name like Correct, okay? My actual real name is Incorrect, so this is really quite a
I'm
thing.
I'm a Puerto Rican woman. We always have to be correct. Did
yeah.
you know that?
Inspiration, perseverance, and hard work it must have taken to be able to aspire and accomplish what you have. But how did you go about doing it? Because those are really early obstacles to overcome.
I've always just tried to maintain a positive outlook and attitude throughout life. I feel like I didn't grow up with a lot of money, but my mom told me the one thing you can be is kind, and you can control your emotions and your positivity and your outlook. So it doesn't matter if something negative is in the way, and yes, I did have these injuries, but I just remind myself of the final goal. What am I trying to accomplish? I've always wanted to be a role model in life. So my actions have to speak louder than my words, and just for preparation, I told myself I needed to be physically ready to be able to compete. So I got with my doctors, my physical therapist, just making sure that, A, they thought I was healthy enough. But then another aspect of competition is the mental aspect of competition. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to believe in yourself. You have to, when you feel like you want to give up, just tell yourself, I'm going to push a little bit further. So because my body wasn't 100% of where I wanted it to be, I knew I would have to sharpen up the mental fitness part of it. And I think that's what most definitely helped me throughout this competition.
I admire you. I really do, Dasha. I'm not just saying that because you're on the air. I truly think that you are a perfect example of someone who had to go through a lot of obstacles and still going through obstacles on the show, the Titan Games. How did you get involved with that? Do you have to audition for that?
Funny because people are like, oh, you used to work for WWE. You had an in. I honestly wanted to see if I could get on the show like with my own accomplishments and accolades. I didn't tell anybody. I noticed that Dwayne Johnson had put a call to action online saying we're looking for Titans. Go online, put up your profile, and submit your application here. So I did everything nice and quiet, submitted my application with my resume, all my questions, and honestly just waited to see if I could, you know, spark somebody's interest on the casting, and I received an email and a phone call inviting me to compete in their combine, which was like their tryout, and then I was able to prove myself at the tryout, and then I made it on the show.
Tell us about the episodes that are coming up and where you fall in as far as the finalists are concerned.
Well, the cool thing about season two was season one, there was a bracket system. So once you got eliminated, you were out of the competition. But the cool thing was NBC this time around decided, you know what, in life, just because you fail one time doesn't mean that it's over for you, which is very true. Life's not over with one failure. We learn from those failures and mistakes that we make. So this season, season two, they broke it up into three different regions, East, Central, and West. From those three regions, you competed against somebody, and it was best two out of three competition. Once you won that competition, you advanced in your region. Then from there, you had to try to earn the opportunity to compete on Mount Olympus to possibly become the regional titan. And then from that, just because you may have lost on Mount Olympus didn't mean you were out of the competition. There was a redemption round that occurred. From that redemption round, the three remaining people that weren't kind of king of the hill style, the Titan was on the top of the mountain and had to defend it against each person. There was 3 weeks in between that the reigning Titan of the region competed, and the three left over competed against each other for one more opportunity in redemption to compete against Titan for the overall regional Titan.
Wow.
So when I was on the episode, my first episode that occurred a week prior, I was able to defeat Michelle Lewis in the first two competitions. We didn't have to go to a tiebreaker round. I made it to Mount Olympus. Unfortunately, was not successful against Haley. We noticed in that episode, Haley no longer is the reigning Titan. We have Courtney as the Titan. So we're all fighting to face Courtney again to possibly become the Eastern Region Titan. And then those three Titans will face each other for the overall Titan, female Titan of Season 2 of the Titan Games.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You know, I mentioned all the things that you have done, including, you know, now being a ring announcer and also the announcer and host and backstage interviewer for NXT, but I failed to mention, in addition to all this, ladies and gentlemen, she also became a professional wrestler. That is a tough deal. I mean, that is male, female, don't make any difference. That's a tough way to go. How do you practice for this? I mean, what is the rehearsal for this? How do you become so efficient in what you do and good?
I always like to stay busy. I have issues. I always joke around. I'm like, I have adult ADD. I need to be doing something every time. So my mom always told me, wear as many hats as you can. I've been an athlete my whole life. I love competition. I like feed off of it, and it fuels my soul just being able to compete. So when I had first gotten signed to WWE, I started as a wrestler, got injured, was given other opportunities, but like in the back of my mind, I didn't get to where I wanted to be. So I always just tried to stay physically fit and active in the gym, but inside the ring, fitness is totally different than regular fitness. But I like to be well-rounded in aspects of fitness, not necessarily the strongest or the fastest or the most flexible. I try to be pretty even keel in that aspect, and that kind of helps me a little bit with Titan Games, because this season as well too, there was some of the obstacles were very strength based, some of them were very agility based, and the Mount Olympus was just a mixture of everything. And I'm willing to say that aspect and the way that I view fitness in that way kind of probably helped me a lot. But my dream always from the beginning was to be a role model, to be an entertainer, and well, better than being a professional wrestler, you're an athletic styled entertainer pretty much.
I sense the fact in my crystal ball here that you could be just about anything you wanted to be because of your enthusiasm, your perseverance. You are quite a lady. Now, it's on Monday evenings, 8 to 9 o'clock, right, on NBC?
Yes,
okay.
8 to 9 o'clock NBC Mondays.
Okay. Dasha, you got to do me a favor now. Now that you're in town here, you got to, you know, stay in touch, and let's do another show together after you. Let's do one after you win, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, and you're terrific. You give up the great work. I'm proud of what you're doing.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dasha. Our guest has been from the Titan Games, Dasha Correct. I love that name. She's from Orlando, and she's competing now in the final championship, the ultimate title of Titan Champion, our guest, Dasha Correct. Nice lady, and a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of smarts. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Buy the house next door so he can move in. He's an Emmy-winning host of Elbow Room, Curb Appeal, Block, a lot of HGTV shows. Joining us right now is our friend Chip Wade. Hey, Chip, how you doing?
I'm great. Now that you're buying me a house.
Yeah, but I can do it. There is a hook to the deal, okay? And that is, it's got to be the house next to me. Dog days of August. Funny, because I talked to all my friends and said, what are you doing? I'm so sick of working on this house, you have no idea what I'm doing. But a lot of people, me included, are disabled a little bit from the standpoint that we don't have the talent that you have. I guess a lot of projects are being taken on because of the COVID thing, but what is a recommendation for a show like me to do something that feels accomplished and that you can do? I mean, you're a pro.
Well, Ron, I mean, there's two parts to the equation here. I mean, there's prepping and understanding the right products to use, and then there's execution of the work. I mean, for example, I'm about to get my house painted. Even though I could paint my house, I've got all the paint sprayers, the ladders, all that. I'm still going to hire somebody to paint the house just because it can be a little dangerous. And what I can do and what you can also do is find the right product to have your house painted with. And this is something to where you don't necessarily just have to take your painter's word for it. I'm giving several examples of products that I have vetted and recommend thoroughly that I think that you guys could take to heart. And the first is actually the paint for the exterior. It's called HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. This is a new that's out. It's called Everlast Exterior Paint and Primer. And what's cool about this is that it has a new type of innovative technology inside that actually is called water beading technology. It repels water off of any painted surface to protect the home against moisture while elevating also your curb appeal at the same time. This stuff is awesome. Available right now exclusively at Lowe's.
Do you need a primer for something like that, or is it both?
This particular is called Paint Plus Primer. According to the specific material, always just read the instructions on the can, no matter what you're getting.
Is it has the elasticity to it so that if the house shifts a little bit, the paint goes with it?
Well, all the new coatings like this in general, brick or something, your house better not be shifting. It's going to crack, you know. But if there's a little bit of flex, I mean, paint, by and large, it does have a little bit of play to it.
There's a lot of technology in many industries, but the technology in do-it-yourself, you sometimes think, well, how can you have technology if you're going to do it yourself? But you can.
You absolutely can. In fact, what you're able to do as a homeowner now versus what you're able to do 10 years ago is drastically different. For example, I filmed the show Curb Appeal for many years where I was, renovating people's yards all over the country. And so that process was measuring the existing conditions of people's yards. And that's kind of a cumbersome process. You know, you got to, get out long tapes and, you're not sure if your angles are exactly right. Well, there's a technology that just came out. This is called Carta from Plot. This is the world's first digital measuring wheel, and it allows you to virtually map any outdoor space in real time straight to your smartphone. Now, basically, it looks like a cool, little modern device with a wheel on it. Has a spot where your smartphone just links straight onto the top, and basically, you just roll it around your yard, and live time, you see it building the perimeter or the path on the screen of your smartphone. Again, whether you're a pro or just a mom or dad trying to lay out a cool playground or a flower bed to scale and get your plant take off, this is a cool technology that has now allowed the average homeowner to do amazing things with properly prepping and then having great results when you're done. It's all a matter of just prioritizing and not being, I don't want to say lazy is the right word, but, not intelligent and practical about your process.
Or just stupid.
You heard it from Ron.
If you were to fall into that category, I fall into that category, so I can say
We all do. That's why it's great to have a reminder. Even things that you've heard before, it's great to have a reminder from somebody that you can trust to encourage you to do it the correct way for a specific reason. It's in our best interest.
See, my whole family were in the home improvements business. My father, my mother, my two brothers. I was never in it. So I'm always up against the criticism of my tools. For example, my brother said to me one time, why do you have this hammer? I said, it's shiny and it has a nice handle. And he said, well, it doesn't have the right kind of weight and everything else. You really have to have not only cool tools, you have to have the right tools to make this work, no matter who you are. If you're a professional, you need good tools. If you're not a professional, you really need good tools.
Well, you need the right tools and accompanied with confidence. You can have a great tool that you still can't use. I don't want people to think that it's an absolute one-sided case. But good tools also give you confidence, which is a good thing. Now, one of the tools that that I have to share with you is actually a technology on the inside of the house. Ron, I know me and you have talked about smart thermostats before.
Yes.
But there's one that's out right now called the Ecobee that actually is a voice-controlled smart thermostat that you can easily install, but now you can control it all with your voice, which you're like, okay, is that really necessary? I think so, because how many times have you gotten lost you know, in like the scroll menus trying to figure out how to do it. You know, like this makes it super easy, but it also has cool technology built into it that allows it to understand not only if you're home or away, but also if there's even a person in the room or not, which allows us to refine the HVAC burden on the house, which ultimately saves us money.
Unbelievable. And by doing all these things, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, you do just what Chip said. You save money in doing it. Now, you got to tell us where we can go for more information on this, because there's never enough time when it comes to you being on the show. I know you're on a busy schedule. I could talk to you for hours and hours.
That's right. Yeah, I've got all of this set up for us on tipsontv.com, including this last little cool piece of hardware that, Ron, you are going to love this. This is actually from 3M. It's called the 3M Claw Drywall Picture Hanger. This is a very simple yet robust little hanger that doesn't need any tools at all. So, again, you don't even have to have the right tool. You don't need no tools. And you don't need a stud either. You simply push it into the drywall with two fingers, and it holds up to 45 pounds, which that's a big weight rating. That's like a big heavy mirror or a big piece of art. And, again, it comes with this little spot marker on the inside to make sure you hang it in the right spot. It's super easy, and this is definitely one that I'll have a handful of these in my hardware drawer for any such occasion.
I got to tell you, I've seen that. It's unbelievable. Where can you get that?
I mean, they're pretty much available at all the hardware stores.
Okay.
You know, 3M, you know, has great distribution.
Oh,
so anywhere
yeah.
that has 3M is likely going to have these new claws.
I love that thing. I really do. I've seen it. I just, because I got a lot of pictures and stuff in my studio. That's the best way to go. Tips on TV is where to go for more information. And, Chip, you know, when you want me to have that closing on that tent next door, you just let me know when you're ready, okay?
That's right. I'll be there to do the home inspection ASAP.
Okay. Thanks, Chip. Look forward to your next visit, okay? Okay, bye-bye. A guy that really knows his stuff, there is no question about that. Chip Wade has been our guest. Of course, he is an Emmy-winning host of Elbow Room, Curb Appeal, The Block, all seen on HGTV. And I'd love to have him live next door to me. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Wayne Ellerich for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
That's a wrap for today's show. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include Pat Boone from The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, comedian Judy Gold, Dale Vera, the son of the great Yogi Vera, comedian and comedy writer Alan Zwabel, from the Titan Games on NBC, Dasha Curate, and Chip Wade from HGTV. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.